I know you were closing up, but I was hoping I'd get a glass of you on the house. Well, I need the energy after all that driving. And I'm gonna need it for now. Hello to you too. How was work? Yeah? Knowing I have to threaten or beat up for flirting with you? I'm joking around. I mean, if it was someone I knew, then yeah, I'd probably do it. But you could take care of yourself, so I don't have much to worry about. Well, much, meaning, you know what people are like. They don't take no for an answer. And if that ever happens, know that I will beat the shit out of them. Yeah, you and me, tag team? Sounds like a fun night. No, we're not gonna pull up and fight on street corners. What, live action Streets of Rage in the making? Nah, if you want to do that, then we'll do it in game, alright? I'm not intimidated by what you can do. You've bested me a couple of times, so you have the skill, but I need to stay out of trouble. Well, you want to pull me into it? Well, you are trouble, but I think it's hot. Trouble for my heart. Well, you make it go crazy. And sometimes it doesn't know what to do. Well, right now it wants you to hurry up so I can give you a ride like we planned. Okay, the bike wasn't a part of it, but I wanted to come here in style. And it'll be quicker. I have no agenda. Maybe I want you off your feet for a bit. Class was the usual. We did some theorizing with unifying quantum mechanics with general relativity, so it was a pretty fun debate. Now we gotta draw our own conclusions about it. Oh, right. To put it simply, quantum mechanics says that things are universal, you know? It's linear. But general relativity says that things are, well, relative and is non-linear. Does that make sense? Yeah, so in a way they're similar but not. They work separately but not together, and if one is true then the other isn't, and it's honestly a mindfuck, but that's why we debate it. That's a good challenge for my brain though. Put this on. Yeah, I got a new one for you, so now we can actually talk while I'm driving. Alright. Testing. 1, 2. You hear me okay? Not too loud? Holding on tight? You want some music? Yeah, I got just the thing. Oh yeah, this is where it's at. Let's get going. We'll think of dinner later. Why, you hungry? It won't take long to swing by somewhere. Go to a drive-thru or something. What are you craving? Sounds good. Well, what I can do is look for a place in about an hour or two. Can you last that long? Will your stomach eat itself? Well, the final destination is your place, but I want to take you somewhere first. Come on. You should expect this from me by now. You have a routine. And I like to break that routine every now and then. Tonight is one of them. Hey, you said it yourself.
when we went on our first date, you spilled it all, so I'm just giving it to you. You said that you wanted a whirlwind romance and you didn't like your everyday routine because it was getting boring, right? You wanted someone to come in, grab you, and pull you away for a night of whatever. Well, I am your whirlwind. You elaborated a little bit on what you wanted, and when you knew that I fit the bill, you couldn't wait, could you? I bet you look out of the window every shift, hoping to hear me pull up and demand you come with me. Fuck Angela, she can go suck a nut. Maybe she needs to. Nah, she's incompetent. Ever since Brewhouse changed managers, it's been so bad, hasn't it? Weren't you planning to move? Yeah, go to Rise and Roast. You know they had a glow-up, too. Some of my friends were talking about it. New seats, new menu, and apparently, good-looking staff. You'll fit right in. Well, I mean, if they add you to the list of good-looking workers, I can live with that. But it depends on if they do anything, in which case I might have to throw some hands. Yeah, or a case of me showing up, giving you a big ol' kiss, and then leaving you to it. Alright then, I'll leave my mark where they can see it. Then they'll know you belong to someone. No, I won't go that far. I'm just happy with the fact that you're mine. And no matter where you go, eyes are gonna be on you, and I'm gonna have to live with that. But at the end of the day, you come back to me. And that's something none of them can say. Of course I do. You're the only one on my mind, so you don't have to worry about that. Nah, none of my classmates measure up to you. Well, yeah, some of them are attractive, but they're not my type. And even if they were, why would I look at them when I can just look at my phone screen? I changed it to, that picture I took when you were just sitting on my bike on your phone. You were in your own world, but I think that's the best candid view I've ever taken. Yeah, I have an eye sometimes. If astronomy falls through, maybe I should be a photographer. Actually, I don't think that would work. Because I only want to take photos of you, so it wouldn't really be a productive endeavor. If I wasn't doing astronomy, I don't know, maybe philosophy or something like that? Nah, it's just been one track for me since I was young. All of it revolved around space. I mean, I wanted to be an astronaut, and then I wanted to be the first to discover something else in the universe. And then it was about coming up with theories that could change the whole game. I don't know, maybe I'm too ambitious, but having that much of an impact on fundamental universal laws? That's awesome! Okay, look, you know how I get. And you don't shy away from it either. You always send me article links and new pictures that Webb has taken. You keep that fire in me lit. Yeah, I take it with me. That's if you even wanted to go to space. It is not for the faint-hearted. No, it scares the shit out of people. Mostly because it's unknown, but it's also deadly. Like, beyond our atmospheres, a vacuum, just above absolute zero, with no sense of direction. no up or down, just endless, well, seemingly. I think it's beautiful. There are giants out there, just monumental things that we can't wrap our heads around, and that's so fucking cool to me. Shut up. So what? I smile when I talk about things that I love, alright? Yeah, well, how come you never say anything when I talk about you? I smile when I do that. Yeah, exactly. So, stop distracting me and let me concentrate on the road. I'm taking a detour to your place. It's a pretty big detour, but we're almost there. I didn't have this plan from the beginning, but when I saw what the weather would be like, I decided tonight would be perfect. And it's always a good night with a new moon. Less light pollution. And you told me before that you wanted to see what it looked like outside of the city. You can barely see anything there, so you have to go a little out of the way to really appreciate the sky. I think this is the spot. Yeah, this is it. Right? The view is crazy! But just you wait. Let's walk up to the top of the hill. There's a few benches. Ah, but let me get this first. That's just something. Well, I didn't want to be basic with the candles, so I brought a lantern. And it's a special lantern that doesn't interfere with our eyes adjusting to the dark. Come on. Yeah, all I need is a cloak to look like a Skyrim character. It's amazing, right? The city looks small, but it's a nice skyline, huh? Yeah, let's take a seat. No, I think it's just us. We got lucky. I wouldn't have intimidated them. Look, this is a public space, and anyone is free to be here. It might be a bit rough, but I'm not that much of a bad boy, right? I mean, if you want me to be, I can. You're addicted to the danger. Sure. People see that I ride that kind of motorcycle, they see my tattoos, the way I dress, and they automatically assume that I'm up to no good, so I can let them think what they want. I don't care about what they think of me anyway. It's only you. Always has been. You knew my little secrets before some of my friends did. Yeah. You know I got a bit of a sweet tooth with what I order at Brewhouse, and you've seen me being me more than putting up a front. So it was easier for you to worm your way into my chest. More ways than one. Come here. I want you there right now. K.
Can you believe we've been together for almost 3 years? I know. It doesn't seem real. I feel like time has gone by quickly and slowly at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, quickly because it doesn't feel like 3 years at all. But slowly because, I don't know, because I wanted to be elsewhere with my life. I mean, I knew I was gonna study for my MA, and it was gonna take a while, but I'm wondering about putting all of my eggs in that basket. If I'm not studying, I'm hanging out with you or friends, and I still live with my parents. I mean, they get it. They support me, and I'm grateful, but... No, I know there's nothing wrong with staying at home and saving up. I don't have to worry about rent, but I've been thinking lately about us, our next step. I wanted to be in a position where I can balance everything in my life and have a better job before we move in together. Well, I mean, would you want to look at some places? We can make a list. Just window shop for now and see what we can find. I know my income is bad with my part-time job, but I've been wanting to talk about it with you. I'm more than a delivery guy. And I can't do fucking hospitality again. Not after the shit I had to deal with at McDonald's. Hey, I might have been the best snack in there, but it was not worth it. Nah, I'm actually thinking about asking if my mom can hook me up with a job. I won't be doing the social part of it. I'd be so fine with crunching the numbers, doing the data, you know, administration. I might be in an office every day, but I'd be doing the work. And they know I'm competent in that. I mean, I have to be because of my studies. Yep, and it's some good money. Oh, and this year, Ecosiety got funded by some major celebrities who came from California, so it's a good salary. And I'd actually put in the work. I don't know. They don't care that I don't pay rent or bills. They said so themselves that they want to dote on me and they want to keep me in the house as long as they can because I'm their only kid. And it's nice to... Well, it's privilege, actually, that I get to have parents like that. But I'm an adult, you know? I'm 26. I think it's about time that I spread my wings and fly away from the nest. And it's been a good nest, don't get me wrong, but I want to make a new nest with you. They'll understand. I mean, they won't like it. But I think if I make it clear to them that it's my time to leave, they'll support it. My mom works so hard, like every day. I mean, my dad works just as hard too, but she made Ecosiety. She built it from the ground up, and now it's a multi-million dollar company. She's a bull. My dad supports her in everything. And I'm just here admiring everything not on this world. Well, you're the exception, of course. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like it? Having our own place. It's nice to pick you up from work and drop you off, but I can do that when we live together too. Maybe I could pass by after my job and we can go back and unwind. Wouldn't that be nice? I need to prove that I'm ready for life. And I think my parents have seen how people get neglected. They've helped so many get back on their feet, and some of the horror stories that they tell me has to make them jaded about society, you know? Like, I think one of their special cases was this homeless guy who, he got jumped, robbed, then shot, and somehow he was blamed for robbery a couple of streets away because they found his blood at the crime scene. And this guy had no one, like, no family, no friends other than the ones he made in passing. No one really vouched for him. But I remember my mom wanting to head that case herself. Well, you know, she didn't have the cleanest of lives. And she knows how certain circles run. And I think she knew, if no one interfered, that this guy would go down for robbery. And he didn't. They fought for him. And the actual guys were found, got locked up. And now the homeless guy has healed up with temporary accommodation. He's doing good. They work for a good cause. And I'm so proud to be their son. But again, I would not be able to be in charge of cases. I would much rather do the coding and whatever else, spreadsheets, all that shit. Just give me a computer and I'll be good. I'll talk about it with them. But first, I wanted to talk to you. Well, because I want to spend so much more time with you, and if I get the job, it'll be more than enough to get a nice apartment together. Or maybe not even an apartment. We could get a house. True, it'll be a lot. All right. How about this? How about we look for apartments for now, price check everything for rent, and then work out what would be cheaper. Well, the place you have right now is kind of small. I mean, it's for one person, which is perfect for you, but if we intend to really, you know, start a life together, then we need more space. At least 2 bedrooms, and maybe a pet. Oh, no, actually. Both of us won't be home, so it won't be a good idea. Yeah, they'd be lonely, and I don't want to do that. Maybe in a few more years, when we're ready for that. Nah, you don't have to switch jobs or anything. You like working at Brewhouse, and I love seeing you there. Sooner or later, you're gonna get the manager position, and I know for sure you are because you know that place inside out. They'd be a fool not to promote you. Yeah, and then you'd be the boss. Oh, but I guess you wouldn't be front of house and making my lattes anymore. Oh man, now I'm conflicted. Nah, no matter what, I'm rooting for you. Well, there's nothing wrong with being a barista. And you like it there. Hey, look at me, baby. I'm your ride or die. You know that, right? Yeah. No matter what you do, I'll be behind it supporting you. Being the shoulder you need to unwind on, or the ear you need to talk off. It doesn't matter, I got 2. Vent to me as much as you like. You just want to have a good life. And that's not a bad thing to work for. And you don't go looking for extravagance, you know? You won't let me pay for shit, and you hate it when I surprise you with gifts. I mean, you end up loving it in the end, but you come at me with annoyance first, don't you? I guess, if you didn't have the barista job, or you had more time focusing on what you really want to do, it'd be the arts, huh? Okay. All right, then. Hear me out, yeah? Hear me out. So, for now, you can continue working. I'll talk to my parents about getting an admin job. Maybe part-time, but an actual salary. And in the meantime, we can start looking at a place to live. And then, after a certain amount of time, when I've saved up enough, we'll get it. We can budget so that you can maybe reduce your hours. And in the extra time you have, you'll be doing auditions or something. Do I really have to tell you? Your voice is... I mean, it's incredible. The way you speak is incredible. Like, literally, you open your mouth and your tones make me ascend. I'm not kidding. It does. It really does. I should be paying you to hear it every day. Oh, come on. No, you're fucking amazing. And I need you to know that. And I need you to know that they are missing out. So, I'll be watching the stars, and you can become one. If you want, I mean. I'll sweep you up in any way you want me to. I got your back. Always. Of course I do that for you. I don't want you to settle because you think you need to. We can make this work. I'll put in the effort because I think it's about time I look at the big picture. And when I can fully support us, you can show the world what they're missing. Well, I won't get jealous. And I said, you're mine, not theirs. You might be living in their heads, but you'll be living with me instead. And that's enough. I want nothing but the best for you. And if you need time, I'll give you time. You didn't do anything to deserve me. I figured that you need someone to love on you, and I wanted to be that guy. You're everything to me, so yeah, I'll give you all of it. In one way or another, I'm always thinking about you, so you've monopolized my heart. That is a good thing. For you, it's a good thing. Well, space is another entity, like a different category of love. You are center stage, and nothing can compete. I love you too. One day I'd like to see you, center stage. Nah, I don't doubt it. I'll be behind the curtains making sure everything is going according to plan and no one's being an asshole. Oh god, no, I don't want to be a manager to something like that. I think those people would piss me off so quickly. And I know for sure, one day I'm not going to be able to keep my fists to myself. For some people, words aren't enough. I mean, sometimes they need to taste some knuckles to change. And I provide a wonderful service, free of charge. Well, they can pay me. I won't say no to it. I think it's worth the risk if they actually change. And if it's not, then at least they'll remember the taste of blood.